want to talk to you this morning about going forward in the Lord. Exodus chapter 14, we're going to look at verse 10. We read, "And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were very afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord, and they said unto Moses, Because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? Were it been better for us to serve the Egyptians, that we should die in the wilderness, than that we should die in the wilderness? And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea." Amen. I want to look at verse 15 again. It says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward." So the Lord here is telling the children of Israel to go forward. And when I was reading those words in a time of prayer, those words really struck my heart, that it is God's fervent desire that his people go forward. It's God's desire that his people are always going forward in Christ. It's the desire of the Lord's heart that his people are entering more and more into the fullness of Christ, that God's people are going forward in the Lord. And when I think about going forward in the Lord, there's three things that come to my mind, three truths that come to my mind. And I know that there are more, but there were just three things that really stuck into my heart when it comes to going forward in the Lord. First of all, God's people going forward in the Lord means that we are growing and maturing in the Lord. That as we're seeking the Lord with all of our heart and we're daily walking in obedience to the will of God, we are growing and maturing in Christ. That is one of the things it means to go forward in the Lord, to go forward into Christ. It means to grow and to mature in the Lord. Secondly, going forward in the Lord means that as God's people, we are possessing more and more of the inheritance that Jesus purchased for us on the cross. That we are possessing more and more of the understanding of the love of God and the freedom it entails. That we are possessing more and more of his peace as we grow in the knowledge of God. That we are possessing more and more of his righteous character as the Lord is sanctifying our hearts. That we understand more and more of his goodness to us as we grow in the understanding of his ways. And that we are possessing more and more of his wisdom as our hearts and minds are being renewed by the Lord. The inheritance that Jesus purchased for us on the cross is fathomless. Our infinite minds cannot fully fathom everything that Jesus purchased for us on the cross and did for us on the cross. But as we walk with Christ, it is God's desire that we enter more and more of the fullness of what Jesus possessed for us on the cross. Now, talking about going forward and possessing our inheritance more and more, there are many truths that we can talk about, but there's just one scripture that I want to mention, and you don't have to turn there, but it's 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, and it says, "Peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ." So Peter said, "Peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God." And that word multiply means to add. And what Peter is saying is as we grow in the knowledge of God, we grow in the peace of God. That as we come more and more into the intimate knowledge of God, understanding God's love for us, the more the peace of God fills our heart. See, brothers and sisters, I have found out in my own walk that the peace of God is like the love of God. It's fathomless. You can't come to a peak and say, I have all the love of God there is to have. I understand everything there is to know about the love of God. We do have all the love of God we can have. God can't love us any more than he does, but the understanding of that love, we grow more and more in the knowledge of that love. And we grow in more and more in the knowledge of God, the peace of God. Because as you grow to know God, your faith grows and your trust grows in the Lord. And the result of faith and trust is always peace. So you can never peek and say you've arrived, that you understand all there is to know about His peace. And God desires that as we go forward in the Lord, growing more and more in the intimate knowledge of God, that we possess more and more of His peace. And that's what it means. That's one of the things it means to go forward in the Lord. It means to come more and more into the fullness of what Jesus has purchased for us on the cross. Thirdly, going forward in the Lord means going forward in His will. God has a perfect plan for our life. He has a perfect will for our life. He doesn't have a permissive will. You can walk in the permissive will of God and shun His perfect will, but ultimately God has a perfect will for our lives. And He wants to accomplish, as we are walking in His perfect will, He wants to accomplish His plans and His purposes through our lives. Brothers and sisters, I think one of the greatest blessings in this earth to have is being able to wake up every day of your life and knowing that you are in the perfect will of God. Yes, we don't understand everything and there are many trials, but when we wake up, there's just an assurance in our heart that I am in God's plan for my life today. Going forward in the Lord simply means that as we are walking and obeying the Lord, He is accomplishing His plans through our life. And brothers and sisters, obedience and growing always goes together. I truly believe with all my heart, as you are fulfilling the will of God for your life, walking in obedience to His will, you are growing in the Lord. And that's what it means to go forward in the Lord. Now, we see in Exodus 14 that it really is the passionate desire of God's heart that His people are going forward in Christ, growing in the Lord, possessing more and more of their inheritance that Jesus possessed for us on the cross. That's really His desire. But going forward in the Lord is not always easy, as we see some things with the children of Israel in Exodus chapter 14. First of all, we see the Lord led His people to the Red Sea. The Red Sea represents the impossibilities that the Lord places before us at certain times in our lives. There will be times the Lord will place something before us that looks impossible. He'll ask us to do something that we know in our own human wisdom and abilities we are absolutely incapable of doing it. Or He will ask us in certain seasons of our life to go on spiritual journeys with Him to places that we know in our own strength we could never go. We know that our own strength is incapable and insufficient in carrying us in these places that we sense in our heart the Lord is taking us. And we are looking at these impossibilities, these impossible things that the Lord places before our lives. We see, secondly, we see the children of Israel are hemmed in by their enemies, and that these enemies look so intimidating with all of their armor and with all of their chariots. And brothers and sisters, under the new covenant today, we know that we have an enemy. And the enemy, I believe the enemy's very favorite weapon for stopping the people of God from going forward in the Lord is fear. And his voice, he has a voice, and sometimes his voice in our mind can sound so intimidating. And he tries to bog us down in fear by bombarding our minds with lies and bombarding our minds with all of these things and trying to get us to bog down in fear and keep from going forward in the Lord. Secondly, we see the Lord led his people in the way of the wilderness. The wilderness represents those places where we are absolutely bankrupt in ourselves and we have no choice but to look to God. Wilderness places are those places where we see we are absolutely in ourselves insufficient to meet whatever the Lord has placed before our life, and therefore we have no choice but to look to God and to depend upon the Lord. Now, with all these things in mind, I want to look at verse 12. We see they're before the Red Sea, they're hemmed in by their enemies, and they're surrounded by this barren wilderness. And verse 12 says, "Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? Or it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness." So here we see, facing these things, we see a fear grips the heart of the children of Israel. Their heart is gripped with fear. And ultimately what they want to do is they want to go back to their place of bondage. And the reason why they want to go back to their place of bondage is, even though they know it's a miserable place, it is a familiar place. They want to return to their bondage because even though they're in bondage and it's a miserable place, yet they know every single day what to expect. There's no uncertainties there. There's no new challenges going with the Lord there facing uncertainties. They know what to expect. So they want to go back to their bondage. They want to go back to that miserable place, but it's a place of familiarity, and actually it's a place of comfort. And often when faced with these things, the impossibilities before us, or an enemy, or different fears that we confront that look so sound and intimidating, we can have a desire to shrink back into our familiar and comfortable places of bondage. We were at least used to our bondage. It was a comfort zone to us. And instead of trusting and going forward in the Lord by obeying what we think He is speaking, what we know He is speaking to our hearts, we bog down into our familiar and comfortable places of bondage. We have this mindset that says, I would rather stay in these miserable places of bondage than face the unfamiliar places and the new challenges that come with going forward in the Lord. We look at these things, the impossibilities the Lord sets before us. The wilderness places where we are absolutely bankrupt in ourselves. The voices of the enemy that sound so intimidating. And oftentimes, instead of going forward in the Lord, obeying what we know deep in our heart God is speaking, we just want to stay in our place of comfort. And ultimately, that place of comfort is a place of bondage. If we are in disobedience to what God is speaking into our heart. And so we shrink back and we stay in these places. But this morning, this is what the Lord wants to put before our hearts. When it comes to moving forward in the Lord, in spite of the impossibilities the Lord sets before us, in spite of the enemies with voices that sound so intimidating, in spite of the wilderness places of our lives where we feel so bankrupt in ourselves, the Lord wants us to see three things that will enable us to move forward in the Lord. There's three things in this story. In spite of the impossibilities and the enemy that's so intimidating and the wilderness places where we're absolutely bankrupt in ourselves, there are three things that enable us to keep going forward in the Lord. First of all, I want us to look at verse 19 and 20. The armies of Pharaoh have come. They're encroaching upon the people of God. Verse 19 and 20 says, "And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came to pass the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night." So basically what we see the Lord do here is He hems His people in. He puts a protective hedge around His people that the enemy is not able to penetrate. In other words, what I'm saying is, though they had an enemy on the outside that was roaring and raging, they were safe. These children of Israel were in a safe place. And the Lord wants us to know that we can move forward in Christ because in Him we are safe. We are in a safe place. Like the children of Israel, we are hedged in. Well, what do you mean by that? What do I mean by that is, when we give our lives to Jesus Christ, we become sealed in Christ. We are in Christ. And Jesus says, when a man and a woman is in me, there's nothing that can pluck them out of the Father's hand. Ultimately, we are in a safe place. The enemy can roar. The enemy can afflict. The enemy can raise up opposition against us, but he can never remove us from our position that is in Christ. And what we need to do is we need to continue to lay a hold of the grace of God and use that grace to keep going forward in the Lord, obeying what the Lord is speaking to our hearts and continuing to go forward in Christ. And beloved, I feel in my heart that I really need to stress this again. That God's people do not have to be afraid of the enemy. They do not have to be afraid of the opposition the enemy stirs up against us, because we are sealed in Christ and there is nothing that can pluck us out of his hand and separate us from the love of God. Yes, the flesh will suffer. Yes, the enemy will come with affliction. Yes, he will rise up opposition against you. But brothers and sisters, ultimately, if God be for us, who can be against us? Because nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing can pull us out of our position. When God speaks in your heart, go forward. You can go forward because in Christ, we are safe. We are safe in the Lord. We are secure in our position in the Lord. Secondly, why can we go forward in the Lord in spite of the impossibilities before us and the enemy around us and the barren wilderness that seems to surround us and we find ourselves bankrupt? Why can we go forward in the Lord? Look with me at verse 13. It says, "And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever." Why can we go forward in the Lord? Because whatever the Lord allows us to go through, whatever the Lord allows us to face, it is only for our good and never for our destruction. That's why we can trust the Lord and keep walking in obedience to what he has placed in our heart as we love him and seek him. Brothers and sisters, whether it is to hang the enemy on his own gallows, or whether it is for the Lord to reveal his great power and faithfulness, or whether it's the Holy Spirit desiring to refine our hearts, whatever the Lord allows us to go through, God is doing something miraculous for our good. Yes, the flesh will suffer sometimes, but God is doing something powerful in our hearts, and we can trust him. We can trust the Lord. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." It says, all things work together for our good. Now, I want to ask this question. Does this mean the hand of God causes all the suffering that comes into our lives? No, it doesn't. Does it mean the Lord causes all the suffering that comes into our life? But it does mean that because God loves his people, he will be faithful to use all things to produce something good in our lives. He will use it some way, somehow, to do something in our hearts, all things. Whatever fires we go through, the Lord will use it to refine our faith. Whatever darkness invades our lives, the Lord will comfort our hearts and use it to draw us closer to him. Whatever storms that blow into our lives, the Lord will use it to reveal his strength in our lives. Whatever trials that come into our lives, the Lord will use it to reveal his faithfulness. Beloved, in all things we can continue to trust the Lord and move forward in him, because ultimately all things are going to work together for our good if we continue to trust and obey the Lord. We can move forward in God. And thirdly, look with me at verse 16. Let's start reading with verse 15, but what I want us to see is in verse 16. It says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea." Brothers and sisters, to me this rod represents the power and the victory of the cross. Ultimately, Jesus has defeated on the cross all of our enemies, and we are more than conquerors in him. But this is what I really want to bring out about the power of the cross. We are cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. Jesus died on the cross. We're cleansed by his blood. And then the Lord places his Holy Spirit within us because we are cleansed. And by the Spirit's power within us, we can make the choice to believe. We can make the choice to trust. and we can make the choice to obey by the power of the Holy Spirit within us. It doesn't matter what difficulties and what opposition and what trials and what impossibilities stand before us. We have the Holy Spirit in us, and we can make the choice to believe God. We can make the choice to trust God. And we can make the choice to keep going forward and obeying what the Lord has put in our heart, going forward in Christ. See, being led by the Spirit has everything to do with making choices. We can recognize the Holy Spirit leading in our lives, and we can make the choice to trust and obey the Lord. The Holy Spirit gives us the mind of God and reveals the will of God to us, and we can make the choice to obey the Lord. By the power of the cross and the Holy Spirit within us, we can make the choice to walk in faith and obey the Lord and keep going forward in Christ. And as we obey and seek God's faithfulness, we grow in our faith and we grow in our trust in the Lord. As God establishes these testimonies in our life that He's faithful to us as we obey the Lord, it builds a faith and a deeper trust in our hearts to keep going forward in the Lord. Beloved, in spite of the impossibilities set before us, in spite of the lies of the enemy that surrounds us, in spite of the wilderness places and places where we feel bankrupt in ourselves, we can continue to move forward in the Lord because we have the power within us to trust and obey God. Brothers and sisters, the desire of God's heart is that we go forward in Christ, that we grow and mature in Him. Through the blessings and the abundant blessings, we know His goodness and we grow and mature in the Lord. And through the trials, we see His faithfulness and we grow and mature in the Lord in our trials. The impossible places and the enemy that comes with his lies, we have to remember they're only lies. They're only lies. That's all the enemy can do is lie and try to bring fear to our heart and stop us from obeying those things that God is speaking to our heart. But you have to remember, ultimately, Jesus defeated the enemy on the cross. And we do have the power to say, yes, I will trust you. I will believe you. I will obey you. I will go forward as you are leading me, Lord. I will go forward in Christ. Stand with me this morning.